Mix it, shake it, or bake it. How you stay snacked up is up to you. Delight Grown-Ups Family Cereal. Your day, your way. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
And welcome to the 18 hours main news. We'll take a look at stories making headlines. Zambia received 44,000 doses of a new 6-month HIV prevention injection. Government rolls out financial stimulus on SMEs, plans energy support. Kenya demands safety for its citizens after Tanzania post poll crackdown.
FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mwape. You can stream this news live on our Facebook page, which is Millennium Radio 90.5 FM. The Minister of Health has announced the arrival of 44,000 doses of Lenacapiv, L-E-N, the newly introduced six-monthly injectable drug for HIV prevention, with an addition of 88,000 and 10,000 doses expected from cooperating partners depending on demand. Health Minister Elijah Muchuma made the announcement during a joint press briefing with the Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, where it was revealed that ZAMRA has officially approved Lenacapiv for use in Zambia. Mr. Muchuma said that the development marks a major milestone in the country's fight against HIV and reaffirms government's commitment to ending HIV as a public health threat by 2030. He explained that the introduction of a long-acting prevention option like Lenacapiv represents progress towards a more effective and convenient HIV prevention methods. The minister further directed the National HIV and AIDS Council and HIV program under the Ministry of Health to devise innovative strategies for delivering the injection to people in need, emphasizing that Lenacapiv is free of charge and no individual should be asked to pay for it.
We have already some doses. In a year, you're supposed to get twice. After 6 months, you get. That's 6 months, you get. We've got 44 doses, 44,000 doses. 80,000 doses and 10,000 doses. These are coming from various partners. And depending on the demand, we have the capacity to bring some more. It's possible to give everyone that are willing. I'm sure we have done very well in the field. And it's free. Nobody should charge for it.
Meanwhile, ZAMRA Director General Makomani Sianga noted that Lenacapiv underwent extensive clinical trials in several countries, including South Africa, and proved to significantly reduce the risk of sexually acquired HIV-1 infection with consistent efficacy across different populations. He added that ZAMRA managed to register Lenacapiv within 16 calendar days, a record-breaking timeline, which that underscores, rather, the agency's growing efficiency in handling essential medical products.
Lenacapiv, a novel long-acting antiviral agent, has been approved for pre-exposure prophylaxis for HIV-1 infection. The medicine is administered once every 6 months, providing an innovative and convenient option to prevent HIV acquisition. Clinical trials are conducted during development of this product across various populations and countries, including South Africa, Uganda, among others, have demonstrated that the Lenacapiv significantly reduces the risk of sexually acquired HIV-1 infection.
development practitioner Christian Chirish has called on the government to establish stronger systems to ensure effective policy implementation and enforcement across ministries beyond politics. Mr. Chirish said that Zambia's current system for policy implementation remains weak, particularly due to lack of consistent monitoring and enforcement mechanisms. He emphasized that government officials responsible for implementation must take proactive roles in studying and monitoring policies to ensure they achieve their intended impact. Mr. Chirish noted that while many government policies are well designed, they often fail to yield results because of poor monitoring and evaluation. He cited the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, the Cash for Work, and the Monthly Fuel Review Policy as examples of initiatives that require reassessment to enhance efficiency and accountability.
So they get rid of it. We need to be careful that when we're implementing such programs, they focus on addressing the issues on the ground and are informed by very technical data that points to what the issues are, where the needs are, who should be targeted, so that they can transcend any change in politicians that may be in office. Political structures such as Office of Member of Parliament, Councillor, you know, and other ward officials are by their very nature not designed for development implementation.
Government has ruled out the possibility of offering financial relief through stimulus packages to cushion small businesses against current challenges. Small and Medium Enterprises SME Permanent Secretary Soveta Motelo says instead government is developing a program aimed at addressing the energy deficit affecting small businesses to help them remain operational. Ms. Motelo explained that under the plan, government intends to provide solar systems and generators to small businesses to sustain their operation amid ongoing electricity shortages. She noted that the program is still in the pipeline and will be implemented once all administrative costs and logistical issues are finalized. Ms. Motelo has emphasized that the initiative is critical to ensuring that small businesses continue contributing to the country's economic growth and protecting jobs in the informal sector, which has been severely affected by power disruptions.
Help the SMEs with solutions to energy, which includes solar and some gensets and the chargeable machinery, like in the barber shops and salons. So once that is done, will then be able to roll out and explain to you as journalists how that project is going to run. Right now, we cannot offload until that time arises. We cannot give financial relief. The only thing we can give is supplement the deficit that they have in power, which is genset or solar.
Kitwe-based development activist Charles Kawita has challenged government to urgently address the fuel shortage in the district, warning that the situation is negatively affecting economic activities. Several filling stations in Kitwe have reportedly run out of fuel, with residents taking to social media to express frustrations over the shortage. Mr. Kawita, who confirmed the development, said that the situation requires immediate government intervention before it worsens. He added that the shortage has begun to disrupt key sectors of the district's economy and called for the long-term measures to prevent a recurring fuel crisis. Mr. Kawita further noted that the challenge is not unique to Kitwe, but affects other parts of the country, as well as stressing that temporary fixes are not sustainable.
President Hakainde Hichilema assured the nation that he had solutions to fix the challenges in the energy sector, and he was determined to remove middlemen in fuel procurement to make the commodity cheaper. We are so shocked today in Kitwe to see the rampant shortages of the commodity. Fuel in Kitwe makes the wheels of the economy to thrive. We can no longer do business because we do not have fuel to move our commodities from one place to another. This government has totally failed to deliver on its promises. Mr. Hichilema said, and I quote, "A government that fails to provide the availability of fuel lacks leadership and proper management skills."
Efforts to get a comment from the Energy Regulation Body, ERB, by broadcast time proved